From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
You are looking live at VSiN Prime Time. Live from the Circus Sportsbook in downtown Las Vegas, here is Tim Murray and Jonathan Von Tobel.
Hour 2, VSiN Prime Time, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, live from the Circus Sportsbook in downtown Las Vegas. Joe Cirillo, Jared Smith, joining us now, the sportsbook director at Stations Casino, Chuck Esposito, live on the phone right now on our progressive guest line. Chuck, how you doing?
I'm doing well, guys. I'm doing well.
Great to have you. Hey, I want to get to the game that is about to tip off. We've got the Bulls and Heat down in South Beach right now. I want to know what you're rooting for in this one. Where's the liability in Chicago, Miami?
You know, it's a strange game. We opened at 2.5, it went down to 1.5, and then it kind of ping-ponged back and forth between 1 and 2. We're still rooting for Miami here. We've got a lot higher ticket count on the Bulls, more money on the Bulls, but it kind of ping-ponged back and forth just a bit.
Mm. Chuck, big move to the under late. I think that's the right side, but I'm not sure what your clientele is interested in tonight with the Kings-Pelicans game. Obviously, no Zion tonight. It's going to change the lineup for New Orleans significantly. But what are you seeing with Sacramento? Any action on the Kings, perhaps, as a slight road dog?
Absolutely, guys. Totally, really one-sided. I mean, we've seen way more Kings money. Ticket count is about 65% on the Kings. All of our large wagers have come in on the Kings. We are huge Pelican fans, huge Pelican fans tonight. Of the two games, that is our much bigger decision right now.
So another thing I'm curious about with that Kings-Pelicans game, we kind of touched on it earlier. A guy like Keegan Murray, for example, has a huge game against Golden State. Is there a lot of action coming in on him, fresh off a 32.8 three-pointer performance? Is there a lot of prop action that you're noticing is one-sided in that game with, you know, stars out, guys like Zion out, guys like Malik Monk, big contributors for Sacramento out? Anything on the prop market that caught your eye?
Nothing that really jumped out, guys. I think when you've got some of the star players out like that, that there's some uncertainty with the other guys. You know that somebody has to step up and produce, but I think it just really hurts the game when you're missing a Jimmy Butler, when you're missing a Zion, when you're missing Giannis in playoff games. I think it hurts those games overall. But we've seen a lot of action on the Kings, as I said. So we're huge Pelican fans right now.
Chuck, I'm curious, big picture, in the play-in games, have you noticed more handle this year on the play-in games? Obviously, we still have two more tonight, but we had a few earlier in the week. More handle this year, more excitement this year, more buzz about the play-in games now that we're kind of in another iteration of this?
I think so. I think, number one, you had with the Sixers, you had Embiid coming back. Of course, you had the Lakers and Warriors, which those were our two teams, guys, that we had the most liability on. So getting rid of one of them was kind of a good thing. We hope from the business side of it we get rid of the other one as well. But, yeah, definitely more action on the play-in games. I think there's more parity in the NBA now than there was. 5 years ago, you'd look at these games and go, they're just a waste. But I think now there's more parity. There's a lot more competitiveness. And some of these teams can come out of that, as we saw with the Lakers a few years ago.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more on that parity point. Chuck Esposito, of course, joining us on the Progressive Guest Line, the sportsbook director over at Stations Casino. I mean, look at last year, right? The NBA has been so chalk for so long. Last year, you have an 8 seed winning in the first round, knocking off Milwaukee, going all the way to the NBA Finals. But I want to switch gears because the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs are about to start as well. And looking at the lines here, something that caught my eye was that Dallas, the overall 1 seed in the West, just a $1.40 favorite on the series over Vegas. The Golden Knights coming in at plus 120. How much of that has to do with the Knights being the hometown team? I mean, does that surprise you? Is there a lot of Knights liability? What's going on with that Dallas-Vegas series?
I knew when you moved to the NHL, that was the question you were going to ask me. It's a combination of things. One, it is Vegas. We always get, you know, the highest ticket count of any game. The biggest decision is on the Knights. I mean, from the fan side of it, of course you want to see the Knights do good. But from the business side of it, we're always rooting against them. It was a huge outcome for us last night, having them get beaten that game against Anaheim. But you look at the Knights and Stars. The Knights were 3-0 against the Stars this year. The Stars only scored a combined 4 goals in those 3 games. So I think nobody really wanted to play Edmonton. And I think the matchup here is much better for the Knights and Stars. Although the Stars are really, really good. I could see them actually hoisting Lord Stanley's Cup. But I think the Knights kind of have their number a little bit. I think it's going to be a competitive series that I think will go 6 or 7.
All right, Chuck, I know we could do an entire hour on hockey with you, and I'm sure we will talk a lot more postseason hockey at some point. I want to pick your brain about the draft because we're at that point now in the proceedings for me where the markets, you know, they can start to paint a picture. You know, they've been up there for a few weeks now, sometimes even longer, depending on where you do your shopping. And, you know, they've been bet into a lot. We had Derek Stevens on this show last night, and he said the draft event is the worst day of the year for him, not just profit loss, but just the you know, trials and tribulations of booking this thing. Was he being a bit dramatic? Can you frame that for me here? Is this really become now the toughest, most difficult thing on the odds makers calendar every single year?
It is tough. There's no question, but it's not the worst thing. I mean, you talk about the UConn Huskies covering 12 straight games over the last 2 years in the college basketball tournament. Believe me, the loss was way greater than what our liability is on the draft. It is tough. We do put it up a month in advance. We put some of these props up. We try to add to them all the time. It's not an exact science. You're not watching stuff that's actually unfolding on the field of play. We're in an information era. There's smoke screens out there. You're kind of reading between the lines. We move it much faster, guys. I'm a draft Nick. I love the draft. We want to put these props up and let the guests have fun. But it's not something that we do really well on every year. Derek's absolutely right. But the liability is nothing compared to what it is, say, with UConn, again, covering 12 straight games in the tournament.
It's funny you say that because I am a, you know, strong peruser. I very, you know, dexterous thumbs here. And I'm on your app all the time. And you all do a really good job of getting a lot of unique props up for this event. Do you think you will see more? Because to me, the theory was we saw the golden age of draft betting 2020, 2021, when it was like so new and fresh. And then we saw the peak. And then the last year, it's kind of been narrowing. Where do you see the future of the draft betting going? Are we going to go back to, you know, this bountiful landscape of picks, or is it going to kind of tighten up as the markets continue to evolve?
I think it's going to go back, or I think you're going to continue to see a bounty of different props up. It's a big event. I mean, you can't watch a sports channel or listen to sports talk or with what we're doing right now without people talking about the draft now. It has literally become a huge event. And, you know, we're getting a tremendous amount of media coverage on it. It's not always, you know, we want to win. We want to do well to these props. But the guests can have fun with them and bet into them, and we're going to move them a lot faster. We're adjusting things off things that we read and hear. And again, in that information era, we're trying to read between the lines to see what exactly is going to happen. But I think it's going to continue to grow and be a bigger part of what we offer usually in late April.
So, Chuck, obviously, you know, it's not the most profitable event of the year for you guys, the NFL draft. But if there was a best case scenario for something that happens next Thursday night with the first round, from your point of view, what are you rooting for as a businessman? What would be your best case scenario there?
I'm guessing that the prop that we put up on Brock Bowers over under 16.5, I'm really hoping somehow he gets to pick 17 or higher. just one of those things where they really bet him under a lot at the time, and we had this up for quite some time again. You're trying to look at as many mocks and evaluate what we can and put what we think will be a good two-way price up. Clearly here the bettors disagreed with us, and I think in retrospect now that was probably way too high. But if he could somehow get to 17 that night or greater, I think it would be a profitable night. I just don't think he gets that far. The one prop that, guys, that's drawn so much action is the how many quarterbacks will go in.
Oh, yeah.
We put 4.5 up, heavily juiced toward the under. We had to adjust it to 4.5, heavily juiced toward the over. Yet we still have more tickets and more money on the under. It seems like every mock you read, it's either 4 or 6. I still think it's going to be more than 4. I think some teams are going to either trade up late in that first round to have that fifth year of eligibility for either Bo Nix or Michael Penix, or somebody takes a chance on them. I just don't see the Vikings, Broncos, really going into the season right now with who they have at quarterback. I think, and the Raiders too. I think one of those three teams is going to take a shot on one of those other two quarterbacks in Michael Penix or Bo Nix.
Great nugget right there. Great stuff. Chuck Esposito, race and sportsbook director over at Stations Casino. Hey, thanks so much for the time, man.
All right. Thanks for having me on, guys.
So I was all prepared to close out this segment with you talking about Brock Bowers.
Let me comment on
stuff.
The quarterback.
Yeah, man. My goodness.
Well, it's rare that usually the two people in this chair are very anti-quarterback in the first round, and I don't want to yuck their yum because they're very good at what they do, and I love them both very dearly. But I think on this case they might be wrong, because I think everything I've heard in the last couple of days is there's some reaching that might go on with Nix and Penix. And the handicap is sound. Neither of them are first-round picks. The medicals on Penix is where you get the debate.
Right.
Nix is not a first-round pick.
Agreed.
But the quarterback position, it's like a mutation to these GMs' brains. They don't think clearly. And I do think there are more needy teams than we really think. It goes back to what this draft. Of the 5 drafts that I've done this professionally now, this is the weirdest one. Maybe 2020 was weird because it was in Goodell's basement.
Right.
But let's remove that from the scenario for a second. 5 quarterbacks that are, or 4 quarterbacks in the top 5 picks is unprecedented. And what it does is it creates a trickle-down effect to the teams outside of that premium spot. They become more desperate to reach on a quarterback that maybe is a second round pick. And I think that's where this draft, specifically because of the quarterback heaviness at the top, might buck the under QB trend in the first round.
Yeah, I just think Michael Penix is absolutely a guy that's going to be
Bo
taken
Nix.
Late. I don't
think so either, but
yeah. I don't see it as much with Nix. Again, though, that's my personal bias, just
I agree
like
with
yours
you.
Too.
I agree.
I think Penix, if you can have him sit that first year, you know, Raiders with Minshew, I think he's a guy that gets taken. But we're going to talk hockey when we come back. Casey Hudson joins the show. Don't go anywhere. You're locked in to VSiN Primetime.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is VSiN Primetime with Tim Murray and Jonathan Von Tobel on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
And for a limited time, we're offering 2 weeks of our exclusive betting splits for free. Just sign up at VSiN.com/splits. The VSiN betting splits page is updated with DraftKings odds every 5 minutes, so you can see changes in all the action. Find out where the public is betting based on the number of tickets and where the money doesn't match the public opinion. You can check out not just today's action, but futures as well. So take advantage of our limited time offer. Visit VSiN.com/splits now to claim your free 2 week access to VSiN's betting splits. Don't strike out on those potential winnings. Visit VSiN.com/splits. Let's head back now to that Progressive guest line because we've got one of my favorite reporters who covers the NHL and just one of my favorite people joining the show, Casey Hudson. Find her on Twitter at The Sports Case. Casey, how you doing today?
Oh, you're so sweet, Joe. I'm fantastic because playoff hockey is 24 hours away now, and this is what we all wait for. It's basically part three of the hockey season. So we miss you, though.
So let's dive into it. You're Tampa-based. One of the most intriguing first-round series for me, the Florida Panthers, the Tampa Bay Lightning. I was really hoping we would get Tampa against Boston because I was going to pounce on the Lightning as underdogs in that one on the series. What's your handicap for this Panthers-Lightning series? How do you see this in-state rivalry unfolding?
Sounds like you changed your mind a little bit with your confidence behind the Lightning, but I am here for that. I actually have the Lightning taking this in 7 games at +150. And a lot of people are kind of split decision here, but they do understand the value in the Tampa Bay Lightning's playoff experience and how this has been a big year of adversity for them. You start the year without your top goaltender, one of the top guys in the league, and then you have some injury adversity. You've got some new guys to get situated in your system. You change your defensive system. There was just a lot of moving parts, but once that trade deadline came and they picked up Duclair and Dumba, the spark came back to life. And now Vasi is getting in rare form, and they know how to compete with this physical Florida Panthers team. They kind of know their DNA and their MO. Paul Maurice wasn't impressed with his team the final couple of games. So I think the Tampa Bay Lightning can do it. You've got a bunch of guys on the team. They can get on the scoreboard if certain guys are isolated. And when it comes down to it, Andrei Vasilevskiy knows how to stay on his head between the pipes.
Casey, I always say hockey has the best postseason of any sport. I firmly believe that. And I think you have to change your handicap a little bit when you get to the playoffs. Can you walk me through how you kind of evolve from regular season to postseason hockey? How the nuances change? Is it more props? Is it less props? Sides, totals, first periods? What to you is the playoff go-to when you're trying to get into that second season?
I love that question because, as I mentioned, the playoffs are technically the third portion of this season. And yeah, if you want to make some money off of anything, you're going to be leaning towards more props. I kind of go by the fact that teams with the best defense and depth scoring are the teams that are going to make it further. So you want to keep an eye on those guys that may have not performed that well during the regular season, but they're playoff gear caliber guys. Vegas Golden Knights are a perfect example of that. Guys that know how to step up and get in the mix there. Brett Howden is probably one of my favorites, and he showed that last season. So you want to look for those guys that came in between the 15 and 20 goal total, maybe even 7 goals, but sit at plus ratings, which means they're always on the ice when offenses are performing very well. Something else I like to look at, too, when it comes to playoff hockey is periods. You have certain teams that you know are going to perform very well in certain periods. Perfect example, the New York Rangers are a dominant second period team. It's almost like they like to play with their food in the first period a little bit, and then they just show them the opponent that they have in the mirror right there in the second period. They have the most goals in that period. They tend to draw the most penalties in that period. So they find ways to take over the game in the second period. So you can look very closely at teams that kind of have that consistency because that does carry into playoffs. Avalanche are another one, a third period team that just comes in strong with goals. So different tone setters for different teams when it comes to the period. Another play that I really love is that if you're not confident about a team winning per se, then you can take them to win a specific period. So I have the Abs winning in the third period, the Abs and the Jets scoring in the third period because Western Conference third period goals are pretty big, but the Jets probably picking up that game at the end of it all. So those are probably top things you want to look at if you don't know which team you're leaning with overall.
I love it. Great stuff. Casey Hudson joining us, of course, on the Progressive guest line. Follow her on Twitter at The Sports Case. Casey, kind of going hand in hand with your periods logic there, How much live betting do you keep an eye on in the playoffs? The Rangers, you mentioned their second period has been their strongest this year. I mean, I can think of a game a couple weeks ago against the Islanders. They went down 2-3 early, came back, won the game outright. So for a team like the Rangers, where, look, on the series, what are they, minus 450 against the Capitals? On the money line, they're going to be huge favorites every game. Are you waiting on the teams that are bigger favorites? See if they fall behind early. You can get a good live price on them.
Yeah, because some teams, even though they've got the players and even though they kind of lean heavily favored to manage a game, as I mentioned, the first periods kind of change a lot throughout the playoffs. So you can't always rely on what you saw in the previous playoff game to set the tone in the next playoff game. So I like watching live. A perfect example was the Red Wings matchup versus the Canadiens the other week. You saw that there was a lot of live changes because the Red Wings could not be counted out whatsoever, especially watching those spreads of goal totals between 1.5. If you can find something at 1.5 or 2.5 or less, that's a great live bet to track throughout a game because, again, when you know a team is capable of getting hot or you know where their momentum swings come in, you're going to want to capitalize on those moments. If you're seeing a lot of special teams action, you're going to want to stay in the live betting because you're going to see a goal differential between 1.5 and 2.5 goals because that's usually where teams start to get in the flow or pick up goals, especially if they're a top scoring team like the Rangers, like the Hurricanes. So I do like live betting.
Okay, speaking of the Rangers, big Rangers fan here. I like them in the first round, right? Big favorite against the Capitals. But what is the ceiling for this Rangers team in the postseason?
Yeah, I think this game's going to be a lot more interesting than it's getting credit for. You've got some people saying Rangers take this in five. I think the Capitals can push it to about six. Capitals defense isn't getting much credit for how they've performed in the final stretch of this season. John Carlson and company has been a shutdown pairing. And then you've got Lindgren, who's actually really scary between the pipes. He's one of the top goalies in the league for six shutouts. He's one of four goalies that have actually had six shutouts this season. Also, his ability to manage pucks that get past his deep pairings is tremendous. So he's not always relying on the guys in front of him so that he can come up strong. So the Rangers are going to have to get creative with their scoring. They cannot rely on the power play to get goals because the Capitals aren't one of the highly penalized teams. They're very disciplined. They can probably get them out of character if they piss off Tom Wilson enough, but... He's one guy that will be eliminated, and everybody else is very level-headed in terms of making sure that they don't put this in the hands of special teams. So if it doesn't come down to a lot of power play opportunities for the Rangers, we're going to be looking at a lot of under totals, something to keep a good look at. Under 5.5 is what it's sitting at right now, and I really like this because even if the Rangers get hot, you're looking at 3-4 goals, and the Capitals are not a big scoring team. They're averaging barely over 2.5 goals per game. So I think we have a lot to look for, and their defense is probably top 5 or 6, if I'm recalling properly, for block shots. So they're a hard defense to get through. The Rangers are going to have to get to work. They're going to have depth scoring. They can't rely on that top line or the power play.
Well, Casey, I hope you're spot on with all this, because as someone who hates the Rangers, I'd love nothing more than a physical series to tire him out, get him out of here. Probably not in the first round, hopefully in the second round. But I want to focus a little bit on the local market here. And the Vegas Golden Knights taking on the Dallas Stars. Vegas, essentially, if we were going based on the old school seeding, the 8 seed in the West right now. And yet, Dallas only a minus 140 favorite on the series. Now, I know Vegas 3-0 against the Stars in the regular season. All those games took place in 2023. Vegas is not the same team that started 25-5. So is this a great price to pounce on the Stars only laying $1.40 here?
Yeah, I'd say so. So the beginning of the season, I actually had the Stars making it to the Stanley Cup final. And I'm still kind of stand by that, but what I will say is I understand why that margin is probably a lot smaller than people anticipated. The Golden Knights have faced a lot of injuries, especially to one of their top goaltenders, the guy that helped them win a Stanley Cup. But we're also looking at their X-factor players, as we talked about at the top of this segment, guys and player props that you're going to want to keep keen in mind. I mentioned Brett Howden because I love how he played in the playoffs, but you're also talking about Wild Bill Carlson and how he becomes such a distributor of the puck during playoffs, and he plays very well versus the Dallas Stars. Jonathan Marchesso, you could not stop him from scoring on the power play versus the Stars. Barbashev, great versus the Stars. If they get Mark Stone back anytime soon, which they keep alluding to the fact that they will, he was top of the charts for takeaways. He can pick a player's pocket and give it back to his team and make sure that he sets them up for scoring opportunities and minimizes his opponent's chances. So I kind of have this game to be maybe a spoiler alert because the Golden Knights can find healthy players and get these top lines going, then they're a hard team to stop. Mind you, their fourth line was one of the hardest lines to get past, and that line is fully intact. Then you add Noah Hanifin to the mix, who's getting very much in his stride with this team, almost picking up a point per matchup towards the end of the season. And of course, they have faith in him because they just put that powerful payday on his head. So this is going to be a pretty close series. It's going to be hard to count out the Stars, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Golden Knights run this to 7 games.
Great stuff, as always, Casey Hudson. Follow her on Twitter at TheSportsCase. Casey, thanks so much.
Thank you, guys.
A lot of fun stuff coming up with the Stanley Cup playoffs.
We're not allowed to be friends anymore. You're rooting against the Rangers.
Well, try this. I'm actually a Long Islander who's a Devils fan. I don't know if that makes any sense. But
that does not make any sense. that makes literally opposite of sense.
The Islanders had nothing
Martin
when I was
Brodeur,
a kid.
Martin Brodeur, stand for life.
The guy had reach. The Islanders had nothing when I was a kid. When we come back, talking some NFL draft. Don't go anywhere. Joe Cirillo, Jared Smith, VSiN Primetime.
This is VSiN Primetime with Tim Murray and Jonathan Von Tobel on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
VSiN Primetime taking you into the evening. I'm Joe Cirillo. He's Jared Smith. And we've got a little NBA update. Miami on a heck of a run here. I think it was 19-0 at one point.
Oh, yeah.
Up 28-13, just under, or exactly rather, 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Let's take a look at what that live line is. I mean, we all know how the NBA is.
Double digits, probably.
10.5. Heat, 10.5-point favorites. It's the NBA. I mean, I wouldn't do it. I absolutely would lean towards Chicago plus the 10.5.
I wouldn't bet the side in this situation because I think you want to try to find a spot to bet Miami here. And I think you ask yourself the question, okay, were the Heat going to come out flat? Were they going to be mentally down from losing their superstar? But I'll be honest, I think this is the toughest, maybe the mentally toughest team in the entire league. So
every year, it seems like it's the case.
Exactly. And they have, like, that's the part about now production over time, it will come back to bite them. But we're talking about a one game roll of the dice against, let's be honest, a very suspect defense. And I think Miami's offense, we've got 1-3 from Jaquez. Kevin Love, who I was looking for in the markets last night, the books were too scared to post Kevin Love 3-point props because he had a massive run at the 3-point line when Butler was out earlier this year. Jovic, their big man, who I was looking at, but I kind of didn't want the big man to hit the threes, but he has one. Hero's 0-for-3. So,
shocker.
Yeah, shocker. So
he's a volume guy, not a percentage guy.
He's a volume guy. So, but the point is, there's going to be a lot of volume in this game tonight. Now, at some point, they might call off the dogs, but I really think we're not anywhere near that point yet because, as you alluded to, the NBA has this way of kind of throwing curveballs at us from time to time. So I think Miami still has a lot of runway in this game. Chicago's defense looks a step slow, and some of these Heat shooters are making shots. And I think it could be – I'm not saying the game's over, but I think we wait for the Chicago run because my goal is to try to get a better number on the Heat.
On the Heat when they inevitably hit their next run. I mean, you know, the thing with basketball, obviously the NBA and the college game are so different, but either way, any way you shape it up, it's a game of runs. And so I wouldn't overreact to the first quarter, but at the same time, I thought without Jimmy, Chicago's offense, I knew their defense still wasn't going to really stop.
They're up 20 in the first quarter.
I figured their offense would do something. They started 4 or 5. Since then, I believe they're one of 13.
The Heat, so that zone has a funny way. They made the Sixers look like they'd never played against a zone before last night.
First three quarters.
A couple nights ago.
Yeah.
I think there's something about this team, and that's, we had the same conundrum last year. What are we going to do with the Heat team? They keep winning these games. Yeah, it's culture, guys. And I know that sounds super cliche, but that is the one thing that is always consistent. The shots don't always fall. The culture is always there. The lunch pail is always packed with this Heat team every single game. And I don't think there's any way they lose this game. Maybe they don't, you know, win as convincingly as they do, but I really, really think Miami, because of the defense they're facing tonight, if they're making shots, Chicago's got no chance.
Right, right. That's the X factor in this one.
Yeah.
How about we switch gears, do a little celebrating here. We got a Yerfi win. We alluded to it before. Everyone here, we did Britain over in the other room. Everyone was on Marcus Semien to do it. First pitch, you did it fifth pitch.
Yeah, sorry to make you wait. Sorry you had to wait 4 extra pitches. But listen, there is something about these bets. There is no better feeling than winning a bet 30 seconds into a game.
It's the best.
I just, and you could lose it 30 seconds into a game. I have lost it on the first pitch. Kyle Schwarber has ended so many nerfies for me on the first pitches of games, probably more than I can count on one hand. But
that's also better, though. I'd rather lose on the first pitch than on the sixth out.
I agree. Or the 27th out.
Well, yeah,
or
I'm talking
the 30th out or the 33rd out when there's a ghost runner on second.
Oh,
so I think we've gone back and forth. Of course, if you're watching this show, you've been a friend of the show for a long time. I've been on this doing the nerfy thing for a while. There is no better feeling than winning a bet the first batter of a game. You can't beat that. There is no better feeling than that when you cap it. So yeah, let's do our victory lap. Like Marcus Semien took his victory lap around the bases, because I don't think I could have planned that one any better. That one was planned out perfectly.
And we'll keep an eye out on some nerfy bets. That'll be in the next hour, final hour of the show. Twins, Tigers, Cardinals, Brewers. I've got some props. Jared's got the nerfy fairies coming to town.
The nerfy nymph is in town this week.
Let's look at some more NFL draft stuff, because obviously, you know, that's pretty prescient. We're less than a week away from the first round, and all the talk yesterday, today, the movement with the number two pick. Maybe we'll get to the number two pick, but this is intriguing to me. After trading away Stephon Diggs, let's look at the Buffalo Bills. Their odds to take a receiver in the first round down to -280. That's just, I don't know if I can lay that kind of juice. Is it that much of a slam dunk? Would you feel comfortable laying the 280?
I wouldn't feel comfortable laying the 280, but I do think they're going to take a receiver in the first round. I think the point of no return for me with a lot of these draft bets is that $2 range.
Yeah.
The only exception that I will make is like last year when we got the gift from the Reddit gambling gods. By the way, the Braves also scored in the bottom of the first. If that ball is fair, it's not.
Oh.
It's not. It's foul. We got a gift from the gambling Reddit gods last year, and I've never uttered that phrase on television before, but I just did, because for some reason there was, I don't know, some wackadoo out there that thought Will Levis was going first, and he made it abundantly clear on Reddit, and it became a big thing. This is like 2 days before the draft, and Bryce Young, at that point, who I had already bet at, like, I can go look, I think I bet him a little bit earlier in the process at, like, I want to say, like, -250 or something like that. At -250, which was much earlier in the process, and then it got down to -400. So it was like -$2 range, and then it got shot up to an obscene amount, and then the Levis thing happened, and then it went back down, and we got another chance to buy a ticket and get on the ride, and we did. I did at -400. So those are the only exceptions where I'm willing to lay big juice. -200 is kind of my ballpark number, because it's an easy number to round off implied odds. It's about 66%, right? So in 7 out of 10 scenarios, you're getting value. Probably not a ton of value. I want 8 or 9 out of 10 scenarios in my mental brain before I'm willing to fire off a -200. So I think that's kind of my dividing line. So I wouldn't lay the -280, but I do think the Bills are going to take a receiver.
I feel like they have to. I mean, you got 100%. This window with Josh Allen being one of the best quarterbacks in the league. And I know he's not old yet or anything when I say window, but I mean, come on. You know, when are we going to stop being comfortable getting to the second round of the playoffs and having that be the ceiling for one of the most talented quarterbacks
Never.
In the league? You got to give him a weapon.
So I like McConkey in this spot. I think McConkey's got first round value. And you know, people who were sitting in this chair usually during the week, Tim gave out a fantastic 3-1 wager, which I don't think he bet, but he gave it out. And I think he was texting me last night about how he was kicking himself for not betting it, because we were talking about Ladd McConkey last night. And I made a bet on McConkey last night under 34.5, which was even odds at circa. Now it's -130. I'm not saying I'm the one that moved it, but perhaps there is some other force out there that believes, I think, that McConkey's the guy. Now, you want to go into crazy stuff here? There was one clip that I saw from the Kay Adams show where Ladd McConkey was on the show, where he kind of... Kay Adams has this unique ability to get stuff out of athletes in a very, very...
I wonder why.
I won't speculate. But Ladd admitted not once, but twice, two meetings with the Bills. That's interesting. Usually you get one meeting.
Could be a tip.
That's one meeting where it's like, okay, and he's not a guy that flashes, right? Like, he's kind of an... Definitely Worthy and A.D. Mitchell are the flashier 100%. Of the back-end receivers.
And Worthy's the guy I'm thinking of in this spot, because I'm just thinking his ability to get downfield and Allen's ability to throw the ball further than any other human on the planet makes them seem like a pretty good marriage. Now, it's a one-dimensional way to look at it, but it also seems like it could be the sexy pick.
I will read to you a quote from a source that's close to the Bills. This is about A.D. Mitchell.
Okay.
Not sure he fits their character makeup, but arguably the most talented receiver. So what did we just see happen in Buffalo? Who got shipped out of town for character issues? Ladd McConkey, SEC, good kid, understands the system, great route runner. A.D. Mitchell, tremendous upside. Floor probably a little lower.
Yeah, I would say so.
So I think that's the handicap you have to make. At 27.5 at MGM, I'd probably lean over on Mitchell, but I think he has the potential speed upside to be a first round top 10, 15 pick. But there's variance there. Not as much variance to me with McConkey. He's a solid first round pick.
Could see Mitchell somehow winding up in Kansas City more likely maybe than Buffalo.
Kansas City's going to take a receiver.
Yeah, absolutely.
Rashee Rice has got big problems.
Might also take a Texas Longhorn. I think that that's a pretty good bet.
Xavier Worthy's going to go probably in this spot too. I think Worthy, Mitchell, and McConkey are all going to kind of be playing this three card Monty game. And It's all about who Buffalo values more, because I think 28 with the Bills is going to be that first back end of the receiver, you know, domino effect that takes place. And then we might see a team jump up back into the end of the first round to get the guy that Buffalo passes on. So the dynamics at the end of the first round with the receivers, to me, are very interesting.
It's going to be an end of the first round worth a watch. Under 30 seconds here on this one, sticking in the AFC East. It is a lock, right? The Jets are either going O-line or tight end. They're both plus money.
I don't think they're going O-line.
Or tight end. They're both plus money.
I think they're going tight end. Yeah. Frankly, I love Leisure, and we can get into it later, but I think they're going tight end.
Might be better value to look at the Jets to take a tight end plus 140 than the value on Bowers going under a certain pick. If you're just looking for different ways to essentially make the same bet, that might be a good value right there. Stick with us. Johnny Lazarus on the other side of the break. Joe Cirillo, Jared Smith, you're locked into VSiN Primetime.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is VSiN Primetime with Tim Murray and Jonathan Von Tobel on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Don't miss out on any NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use the code VSiN. New customers, bet $5, you'll get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code VSiN, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Joe Cirillo, Jared Smith here, taking you through the late afternoon on VSiN Primetime. And, you know, Jared, when I think of my high school alma mater, Syosset High School, back on Long Island.
The Braves.
Go Braves. I think of, you know, Judd Apatow, Idina Menzel, and Johnny Lazarus. Let's hit the progressive guest line. Johnny Lazarus joining the show now to talk a little more hockey. I haven't talked this much hockey since I was at Harry B. Thompson Middle School and the Devils were actually good, Johnny. By the way, First question, are you a Thompson guy or a Southwoods guy? I never got the answer to that.
I'm a Thompson guy, but no love to Natalie Portman, dude. She gets 10.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Natalie, no, that's a big omission.
Well,
there,
it was Natalie Hirschlog back when she was a Psyosset student.
Natalie Hirschlog.
Sue Bird. Add Sue Bird.
I think Sue Bird's mom might have put a Band-Aid on my knee once, right? Wasn't she the nurse?
She was the
nurse. Yeah. I love it, Johnny.
A lot of legends.
Great to have you, man. Let's talk some New York hockey. Rangers, Islanders, both made it into the playoffs. We all know the Rangers are, in all likelihood, going to steamroll the Capitals. I don't see this one really going further than six. But I want to focus on the Isles. Is there any shot here? Pretty good value, plus 280. Islanders ended the year winning 8 of their last 9. Can they knock off the Hurricanes? Mind you, the Hurricanes also ended the year really darn hot as well.
I don't think so. I think the Islanders, if anything, will be the biggest surprise if they are able to knock off Carolina. People want to talk about upsets and whatnot. To me, I think the Islanders beating Carolina would actually be even crazier than the Capitals beating the Rangers. And I know that's kind of a stretch to say, but only because the President's Trophy curse, all the pressure on the Rangers. We've seen this happen before. The Islanders, to me, their 8-1-1 record in their last 10 games of the season is a little bit overshadowing the actual play on the ice. Their power play has struggled. They haven't necessarily been consistent offensively, but the one thing they do have over Carolina is the goaltending. So Semyon Varlamov has been their go-to guy. He can maybe steal a game or two in that series, but with the way Carolina plays, the 200-foot complete game in front of their netminders, and adding the offensive scoring touch of Jake Ensel at the deadline, Evgeny Kuznetsov and his skill set as well, and having breakout players like Seth Jarvis. I wouldn't say Sebastian Aho is a breakout player, but he's one of the best in the NHL, probably one of the most underrated. To me, this is a clean sweep. I think Carolina wins this thing in 4. That's why I think it'll be a huge surprise. Whereas the Rangers, which I'm sure we'll get into, they might be able to let one or two slip just because of their 5-on-5 play and how good Charlie Lindgren's been in net for Washington.
Yeah, Johnny, we've been Rangers fans for a long time. They're not sweeping this series against the Caps.
Never.
This is their nemesis. This is a long-standing playoff, decades-long Ovechkin shoving it up Artukas every chance he gets. So I expect that series to be physical and lengthy. I don't know what to make of this Dallas VGK series. And, you know, you were out here last year. This is the best atmosphere, I think, perhaps in all of hockey. But VGK is the underdog in this series. Stars are the favorite. DraftKings minus 140, the price. VGK plus 120. I don't have a whole lot of context about the season. You do. Break down this one for me.
That might be a little bit of bias, saying that Vegas is the best atmosphere in all the NHL. I mean, listen. They had a great year last year. I was there for the cup-winning game. I was there for all the Stanley Cup final games. The atmosphere is incredible, and the Vegas fans show up. They show out, and they really make it an incredible experience. But this is going to be a challenge for them. And I know that doesn't come as a surprise. They're the second wildcard team in the West. But they've had a lot of injuries. They're missing Mark Stone right now, their captain, who's a very important piece. But this is the toughest task for them because Dallas right now, they're a complete team. I mean, the Dallas Stars are probably the team to beat, I think, in the entire NHL. Even though they didn't finish first place in the league, they have no holes. Their goaltending is incredible in Jake Oettinger. Their forwards are so deep. Their third line center, Wyatt Johnson, is their leading scorer. He had north of 30 goals this year. And then you have Jamie Benn on that line as well, who's a 20-goal scorer this year. They had 8 different guys north of 20 goals on their team. So they can get scoring from anywhere, and their back end is solid as well. They add Chris Tanev at the deadline to make themselves a little bit tougher. Their blue line is a little bit, I don't want to say a concern, but that might be the weakness with speed on the back end. I think Vegas can exploit that a little bit because they aren't the fastest team defensively, but it's going to be really tough for the Vegas Golden Knights. And you saw it in the Western Conference Final last year. Vegas did sneak away with that six-game series win, but it was a tough six-game series. It was not easy by any means. They had a chance to sweep them, and Dallas won 2 straight games. This one's going to be really fun. It's going to be one of the best matchups in the entire first round. I actually think Dallas should be favored a little bit more. I think 130 is somewhat weak, but this one, to me, this should not be shorter than 5. This one's definitely going 6 or 7. Mm.
That's Johnny Lazarus, VSiN's hockey betting analyst, joining us on the Progressive Guest Line. You follow him on Twitter at JLazzy23. That's 2 Z's in Lazzy, just like there's 2 Z's in Riz, which this guy's got plenty of. You look at this Dallas-Vegas series, and I've been Smooth. Saying it all show, Johnny. I think that this is just the best price you can get on any first-round action. The Stars, they're minus $1.30 in Game 1, minus $1.40 on this series. Is that the play to you more than playing this, you know, individual games, to play the series and lay that $1.40 with the Stars? Because personally, you know, I said it earlier when we talked to Casey Hudson, Not the Vegas team that started 25-5. Not the Vegas team that in 2023 went 3-0 against Dallas, hasn't played him yet in 2024. I think they're different teams. I think the Stars are just head and shoulders better.
I agree, but the series prices are always tougher because you never know what could happen in a playoff hockey series. There's one play that can shake the entire thing up. And with two teams that are pretty even like this, and I'm not saying they're necessarily like, you know, this close to each other. There's like a little bit of separation between Dallas and Vegas, but Vegas could easily come out and take game one. Like, I don't think that would surprise anyone. And then you never know what could happen from there. In fact, I think last year, you know, there was one play that stands out where it could have went the opposite way. Jonathan Marchessault creeps in behind Ryan Suter. Jack Eichel makes a great like behind the back pass. Marchessault ties game two late in that game. Vegas wins in overtime and they go up 2-0 in the series. Dallas could have easily hung on to that one and brought it back home tied at 1-1. So these little things happen in a playoff hockey series and you never know what can happen in those seven game series. So I think actually playing the individual games in this specific series might be the better play, but there's other series like the Winnipeg Jets and the Colorado Avalanche where Winnipeg is actually the underdog, and I think they should be favored in that one. So that's a series price I would play. I believe Winnipeg was at plus 115.
Yeah, that's a fantastic point. You want to talk about betting, you know, handicapping the games, but also handicap the market. If a team is a favorite in the series and they're an underdog in game one or vice versa, well, maybe there's a little bit of an angle there on one side or the other. Always pricing and also the handicap. All right, so let's throw all the pricing and handicapping aside, Johnny. Playoff starts tomorrow. Who's your cup final? Who over who?
So I mean, this is going to sound like Mr. Homer, but I have the Rangers over Edmonton.
All right.
I have never felt more positive about a Rangers postseason than I do this year. And that's not necessarily because of who the Rangers are, but it's because of who's around them. The Eastern Conference last year, that was the dogfight, right? There were so many top-heavy teams. The Boston Bruins set NHL records last year. The Florida Panthers go on the incredible run. The Tampa Bay Lightning, the Toronto Maple Leafs were all having magical seasons, whereas this year, it was the Rangers' magical season. And listen, we talk about the President's Trophy curse, but this is a Rangers team that went through a ton of adversity. They didn't have the President's Trophy decided in the month of February like we've seen in years past where teams just run away with it. They battled till the very end, and they've been playing intense hockey for months now, and I think that's going to benefit them here in the long run as they go on this Stanley Cup final run or potential Stanley Cup final run. And to me, Edmonton, you know, they're the wild card here. I actually did just see, Mr. Portnoy over at Barstool placed a hefty wager on the Oilers to win the Stanley Cup. So he's on board.
He's
with
hot right now.
You're having a good
he's
year.
He's the hottest
Michigan.
Gambler on the planet right now.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, it's tough to bet against Connor McDavid, even though he hasn't won any hardware yet in his career. He's still the best player in the entire world. Leon Draisaitl's contract is also up in two Ooh. Years. So it kind of feels like Edmonton's last kick at the can, and if something goes wrong, the whole entire organization should have a shake. So, you know, with the Oilers, it seems like they're a little bit desperate. The goaltending is the only question mark, but back to the Rangers, you know, their power play, their goaltending, the year Artemi Panarin has had, the breakout season of Alexi Lafreniere, Adam Fox in the back end, a good Long Island Jewish boy, and Vincent Trocheck has been phenomenal this year too. I think everything has just clicked the right way for the Rangers, and just one last quick point. We talked about the East being a dogfight last year. This year, that's the Western Conference being a dogfight. There are five teams in the West right now that could easily win the Stanley Cup, but they're going to beat each other up for three rounds to get to the final, and I think the Rangers could be able to take advantage of that.
All right, Johnny, 43-1, Rangers over Oilers. I'm going to put $94 on it. I know you.
I like it.
I know
I like
you
it.
Know the significance of that. I certainly do. And if it hits, the next time you're in Vegas, it hits about $4,000. We're going to have some fun.
You're acting like the Devils fan doesn't know the significance of that. My uncle stole a camera credential, got on the ice, and was holding the Stanley Cup after that game in 94.
$94. The bet is placed.
We weren't even alive. We can't pretend.
Johnny, in under 10 seconds, am I onto something here? Because I haven't asked anyone about it yet today. I think the Predators beat the Canucks first round. What do you think?
That's the biggest coin flip of every first round series. I think it's worth it to take the Predators. They've been playing phenomenal. Roman Josi has been MVP like UC Saros. Incredibly reliable in net. Gustav Nyquist is an underrated, having a great year. Philip Forsberg, incredible scorer. Nashville, fun team to watch, fun team to root for. I like it.
Johnny, thanks for the time, man. We'll be back with the top of the hour. We'll take another look at this Bulls Heat game. Don't go anywhere. You're locked in to VSiN Primetime.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.